Exodus chapter 37. Bezalel made the ark of acacia wood. It was 2.5 cubits long, 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits high. He overlaid it with pure gold inside and outside, and made a molding of gold around it. He cast for it 4 rings of gold for its 4 feet, 2 rings on its one side and 2 rings on its other side. He made poles of acacia wood, and overlaid them with gold, and put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark to carry the ark. He made a mercy seat of pure gold. 2.5 cubits was its length, and 1.5 cubits its width. He made 2 cherubim of hammered gold. At the 2 ends of the mercy seat he made them, 1 cherub at the one end, and 1 cherub at the other end. Of 1 piece with the mercy seat he made the cherubim at its 2 ends. The cherubim spread out their wings above, overshadowing the mercy seat with their wings. They faced one another. The faces of the cherubim were turned toward the mercy seat. He also made the table of acacia wood, 2 cubits long, 1 cubit wide, and 1.5 cubits high. He overlaid it with pure gold, and made a molding of gold around it. He made around it a rim a handbreadth wide, and made a molding of gold around the rim. He cast for it 4 rings of gold, and fastened the rings to the 4 corners at its 4 legs. The rings that held the poles used for carrying the table were close to the rim. He made the poles of acacia wood to carry the table, and overlaid them with gold. And he made the vessels of pure gold that were to be on the table, its plates and dishes for incense, and its bowls and flagons with which to pour drink offerings. He also made the lampstand of pure gold. The base and the shaft of the lampstand were made of hammered work. Its cups, its scalixes, and its petals were of 1 piece with it. There were 6 branches going out of its sides, 3 branches of the lampstand out of one side of it, and 3 branches of the lampstand out of the other side of it. 3 cups, shaped like almond blossoms, each with calyx and petals, on 1 branch, and 3 cups shaped like almond blossoms, each with calyx and petals, on the other branch. So for the 6 branches going out of the lampstand. On the lampstand itself there were 4 cups shaped like almond blossoms, each with its calyxes and petals. There was a calyx of 1 piece with it under the 1st pair of branches, a calyx of 1 piece with it under the next pair of branches, and a calyx of 1 piece with it under the last pair of branches. Their calyxes and their branches were of 1 piece with it, the whole of it 1 hammered piece of pure gold. He made it 7 lamps, and its snuffers, and its trays of pure gold. He made it, and all its utensils, of 1 talent of pure gold. He made the altar of incense of acacia wood, 1 cubit long, and 1 cubit wide. It was square, and was 2 cubits high. Its horns were of 1 piece with it. He overlaid it with pure gold, its top and its sides all around, and its horns, and he made for it a molding of gold all around, and made 2 golden rings for it under its molding, on 2 opposite sides of it, to hold the poles with which to carry it. And he made the poles of acacia wood, and overlaid them with gold. He made the holy anointing oil also, and the pure fragrant incense, blended as by the perfumer. Exodus chapter 38. He made the altar of burnt offering also of acacia wood. It was 5 cubits long and 5 cubits wide. It was square and 3 cubits high. He made horns for it on its 4 corners. Its horns were of 1 piece with it, and he overlaid it with bronze. He made all the utensils of the altar, the pots, the shovels, the basins, the forks, and the firepans. All its utensils he made of bronze. He made for the altar a grating, a network of bronze under its ledge extending halfway down. He cast 4 rings on the 4 corners of the bronze grating to hold the poles. He made the poles of acacia wood, and overlaid them with bronze. And he put the poles through the rings on the sides of the altar to carry it with them. He made it hollow with boards. He made the basin of bronze with its stand of bronze from the mirrors of the women who served at the entrance to the tent of meeting. He made the court. For the south side, the hangings of the court were of fine twisted linen, 100 cubits long. Its 20 pillars and their 20 bases were of bronze, but the hooks of the pillars and their bands were of silver. For the north side there were hangings 100 cubits long. Its 20 pillars and their 20 bases were of bronze, but the hooks of the pillars and their bands were of silver. For the west side there were hangings 50 cubits long, with 10 pillars and 10 bases. The hooks of the pillars and their bands were of silver. And for the front to the east, 50 cubits. The hangings for one side of the gate were 15 cubits, with 3 pillars and 3 bases. And so for the other side, on each side of the gate of the court were hangings of 15 cubits, with 3 pillars and 3 bases. All the hangings around the court were of fine twisted linen. The bases for the pillars were of bronze, but the hooks of the pillars and their bands were of silver. The overlaying of their capitals was also of silver, and all the pillars of the court were banded with silver. The screen for the entrance to the court was embroidered with needlework in blue, purple, and crimson yarns, and fine twisted linen. It was 20 cubits long, and along the width of it, 5 cubits high, corresponding to the hangings of the court. There were 4 pillars. Their 4 bases were of bronze, their hooks of silver, and the overlaying of their capitals and their bands of silver. All the pegs for the tabernacle and for the court all around were of bronze. These are the records of the tabernacle of the covenant, which were drawn up at the commandment of Moses, the work of the Levites being under the direction of Ithamar, son of the priest Aaron. Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, made all that the Lord commanded Moses. And with him was Aholiab, son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, engraver, designer, and embroiderer in blue, purple, and crimson yarns, and in fine linen. All the gold that was used for the work, in all the construction of the sanctuary, the gold from the offering was 29 talents and 730 shekels, measured by the sanctuary shekel. The silver from those of the congregation who were counted was 100 talents, and 1,775 shekels, measured by the sanctuary shekel. A beka, a head, that is half a shekel, measured by the sanctuary shekel, for everyone who was counted in the census, from 20 years old and upward, for 603,550 men. The 100 talents of silver were for casting the bases of the sanctuary and the bases of the curtain, 100 bases for the 100 talents, 1 talent for a base. Of the 1,775 shekels he made hooks for the pillars, and overlaid their capitals, and made bands for them. The bronze that was contributed was 70 talents, and 2,400 shekels. With it he made the bases for the entrance of the tent of meeting, the bronze altar, and the bronze grating for it, and all the utensils of the altar, the bases all around the court, and the bases of the gate of the court, all the pegs of the tabernacle, and all the pegs around the court. Exodus chapter 39. Of the blue, purple, and crimson yarns they made finely worked vestments for ministering in the holy place. They made the sacred vestments for Aaron, as the Lord had commanded Moses. He made the ephod of gold, of blue, purple, and crimson yarns, and of fine twisted linen. Gold leaf was hammered out and cut into threads to work into the blue, purple, and crimson yarns, and into the fine twisted linen in skill design. They made for the ephod shoulder pieces joined to it at its 2 edges. The decorated band on it was of the same materials and workmanship, of gold, of blue, purple, and crimson yarns, and of fine twisted linen, as the Lord had commanded Moses. The onyx stones were prepared and closed in settings of gold filigree, and engraved like the engravings of a signet, according to the names of the sons of Israel. He set them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod, to be stones of remembrance for the sons of Israel, as the Lord had commanded Moses. He made the breastpiece in skilled work like the work of the ephod, of gold, of blue, purple, and crimson yarns, and of fine twisted linen. It was square. The breastpiece was made double, a span in length and a span in width when doubled. They set in it 4 rows of stones. A row of carnelian, chrysolite, and emerald was the first row, and the second row a turquoise, a sapphire, and a moonstone, and the 3rd row a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst, and the 4th row a beryl, an onyx, and a jasper. They were enclosed in settings of gold filigree. There were 12 stones with names corresponding to the names of the sons of Israel. They were like signets, each engraved with its name for the 12 tribes. They made on the breastpiece chains of pure gold, twisted like cords, And they made 2 settings of gold filigree and 2 gold rings, and put the 2 rings on the 2 edges of the breastpiece. And they put the 2 cords of gold in the 2 rings at the edges of the breastpiece. 2 ends of the 2 cords they had attached to the 2 settings of filigree. In this way they attached it in front to the shoulder pieces of the ephod. Then they made 2 rings of gold, and put them at the 2 ends of the breastpiece, on its inside edge next to the ephod. They made 2 rings of gold, and attached them in front to the lower part of the 2 shoulder pieces of the ephod, at its joining above the decorated band of the ephod. They bound the breastpiece by its rings to the rings of the ephod with a blue cord, so that it should lie on the decorated band of the ephod, and that the breastpiece should not come loose from the ephod, as the Lord had commanded Moses. He also made the robe of the ephod woven all of blue yarn, and the opening of the robe in the middle of it was like the opening in a coat of mail, with a binding around the opening so that it might not be torn. On the lower hem of the robe they made pomegranates of blue, purple, and crimson yarns, and of fine twisted linen. They also made bells of pure gold, and put the bells between the pomegranates on the lower hem of the robe all around, between the pomegranates. A bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate all around on the lower hem of the robe for ministering, as the Lord had commanded Moses. They also made the tunics woven of fine linen for Aaron and his sons, and the turban of fine linen, and the headdresses of fine linen, and the linen undergarments of fine twisted linen, and the sash of fine twisted linen, and of blue, purple, and crimson yarns, embroidered with needlework, as the Lord had commanded Moses. They made the rosette of the holy diadem of pure gold, and wrote on it an inscription like the engraving of a signet, Holy to the Lord. They tied to it a blue cord, to fasten it on the turban above, as the Lord had commanded Moses. In this way all the work of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting was finished. The Israelites had done everything just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Then they brought the tabernacle to Moses, the tent and all its utensils, its hooks, its frames, its bars, its pillars and its bases, the covering of tanned ram skins and the covering of fine leather, and the curtain for the screen, the ark of the covenant with its poles and the mercy seat, the table with all its utensils, and the bread of the presence, the pure lampstand with its lamp set on it, and all its utensils, and the oil for the light, the golden altar, the anointing oil and the fragrant incense, and the screen for the entrance of the tent, the bronze altar, and its grating of bronze, its poles and all its utensils, the basin with its stand, the hangings of the court, its pillars and its bases, and the screen for the gate of the court, its cords and its pegs, and all the utensils for the service of the tabernacle, for the tent of meeting, the finely worked vestments for ministering in the holy place, the sacred vestments for the priest Aaron, and the vestments of his sons to serve as priests. The Israelites had done all the work just as the Lord had commanded Moses. When Moses saw that they had done all the work just as the Lord had commanded, he blessed them.